On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, G.G. Jackson takes his talents to the next level, football picks up a nice commitment, and the baseball pitching staff gets a little shakeup. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 166 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And yeah, we are off-season mode. You know, I brought up the schedule change last episode, doing these once a week now until football season, and I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I guess I gotta pick up some sort of hobby, because when there's no Gamecock sports going on, I am just lost. I mean, really, like, I'm just refreshing my Twitter feed, looking for something. I mean, we had a whole heck of a lot of crazy world news going on this week, but man, like, even that wasn't keeping me occupied. So yeah, I got to pick up a hobby or something. And crochet? No, I'm not going to pick up crochet, but nonetheless, hope y'all are having a great week out there, ready for a fun weekend here. Got a pretty decently full episode here for y'all. Gonna just go through a week in review with any little tidbits that's come through this week from the major sports here. But before I do have a very fun announcement for y'all, where next episode, so will be the Friday ahead of 4th of July weekend, it is my second athlete interview, which will be Kai Kroger. That's right, our punter, Kai, the Kaisman. I sat down with him, had a lovely interview, a very fun discussion, talked about his path to USC, his development as a punter, as a football player, as a SEC student athlete. Got some really cool tidbits about what it's like to play for Shane Beamer and, of course, Pete Lembo. And then we also touched on the turnaround and the end of the season, you know, magic that happened with the team last year. So next Friday, mark your calendars, Kai Kroger interview, the second athlete interview I have done. So very excited to announce that, and I'm going to be blasting it all over social media, so don't worry, you will not forget. But before I get into things here, y'all already know it is time for the Gamecock Fact and Trivia calendar that I have in my desk, and let's see what we got for today. It is, in fact, a piece of trivia. Harry Wolf was a multi-sport USC athlete in the latter portion of the 1920s, all right? He was an individual conference champion in what two sports? If somebody knows this, I will be hats off. Hats off, because you need to, like, go work for the athletic department. I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say baseball and swimming. Boxing and shot put. This is one hell of a question there. But shout out Harry Wolf. Amazing boxer and shot putter for Carolina. But that's really exciting here. But yeah, let me dive into things here. Like I said, going to go over news and updates from all of the major sports, some greater than others. We'll dive into more. Obviously, there were some roster updates and things like that in baseball and football. But let's kick things off with women's basketball. There really were no major news out of the program. The team was in the gym recently, though, getting some work in. The team had a fun thing on social media where you could tweet at the players who were pictured, and, you know, they would answer questions and things like that. It was a nice welcome for Tiana Pau Pau and Sakima Walker, the two transfers. And then some news out of the WNBA here. This might be the first WNBA news on the show, but Aaliyah Boston's career is off to a great start, surprising none of us, right? But she earned Eastern Conference Player of the Week last week. So, by all indications, she has made a pretty seamless transition from the college ranks to the WNBA. And then also, just sort of a side note here, the Las Vegas Aces with Asia Wilson are kicking ass. So you got two premier South Carolina Gamecocks representing very well in the professional level. And then moving on to men's basketball here, G.G. Jackson's next step in his career will now be in full focus with the NBA draft fully concluded. I am really excited to see what he can do at the next level. Going to be fun to just watch his development, really. And, you know, he made that decision to come to USC and reclassify early. That could present challenges in and of itself. So who knows if his true rookie year will be a year where we see him a lot. But nonetheless, going to be fun watching him throughout his entire career. And anytime you get to see a Gamecock in the pros, it's very cool, especially one where there was so much excitement like G.G. Jackson. But then also some news out of the team, they announced they will be part of the 2023 Hall of Fame game series matchup, meaning they will be playing November 10th in Charlotte, so that's fun, against Virginia Tech. Should be a pretty good matchup from what I've deduced here. This 2023 Hall of Fame series is going on throughout the country, different cities, different teams. So the Gamecocks get to play close to home. That'll be a fun one for the huge Gamecock contingent in the Queen City. And now, moving on to football here, there was a bit of roster news as the Gamecocks picked up a commitment from 2024 linebacker Fred Johnson out of Virginia. Fred is 6'3", 200 pounds, and his story to Carolina is actually pretty cool. So he attended a camp at USC. So you know how the coaches will put on these camps to invite high school prospects and things like that. He had a very strong showing, so good that he picked up an offer on the spot, took an official visit soon thereafter, and then committed. So it was lightning quick, where basically he was discovered at this camp, got an offer, and then now has committed. And Shane Beamer has had a knack for finding some good talent at these camps. So keep an eye out for him. He had offers from Virginia Tech, Maryland, Rutgers, among others. This is also just this continued effort to beef up the linebacker position and have a steady stream of talent to that group. You know, you talked about with Stone Blanton and Pup Howard and now Fred Johnson. And then there's other guys in the pipeline, other recruits as well. Shane Beamer knows this is an important position. It's a position which really had ups and downs, was never really too solid before he got here. You always had one guy who was real solid. Now, with the roster we have now, I like it. I like the two deep, but you got to keep it going. So this is just that next iteration of that. This weekend also, for those of y'all who are big into the recruiting scene, this is a big weekend for the Gamecocks as they will host several official visitors. It's been a busy week, or busy month rather, with official visitors. Word on the street is that some weekends have gone better than others, but there is a good feeling around a lot of prospects. We are still waiting on one or two welcome home reveals, actually. Shane Beamer tweeted some out, tweeted one out yesterday. So that is super exciting to see. And, you know, Beamer just runs June. He runs June. So let's pick up a couple big time commitments here. That will be exciting. There's a five-star edge who is going to be attending this camp here. So very exciting to see what this comes out of from this weekend here at the football facility. And then looking at the baseball team, a lot of news from the baseball team. And it's just, it's still so sad. Watching the College World Series is just, it's been fun. You know, it's a very fun event, especially for those of us who watch a lot of college baseball, and seeing teams that we've played against, like Florida and LSU, do so well. But it also makes it tough, man. That should be us out there. One day soon. But the biggest news did come from a shakeup in the coaching staff, as pitching coach Justin Parker left for the same position at Mississippi State. So, goodbye. And Mark Kingston has hired Matt Williams as the pitching coach, who was previously at that same position at Liberty. Now, Kingston actually interviewed Williams for the job a couple of years ago, but ultimately he just did not have the experience at a high enough collegiate level. That is no longer the case anymore. He's been at Liberty for the past few seasons, and in his time there, the staff has steadily improved. He comes highly regarded as a strong coach, a very good recruiter, and word is that he's going to be a very strong recruiter in the state of South Carolina, which is fantastic. He is originally from South Carolina. His wife went to USC, so he's got that connection, and is also where he got his coaching start, is in the state of South Carolina. Now, aside from Liberty, he has coaching stops at Spartanburg Methodist, UNC Wilmington, the San Diego Padres, and then obviously Liberty as well. So welcome to the team, Coach Williams. I think the work that Parker did is going to set Coach Williams up very well. He's obviously going to bring his own take on things, and then we'll see what he brings to the recruiting side. But overall speaking, you know, this season, the pitching staff was, in my opinion, better, solid than two seasons ago. And I think Justin Parker should be credited with that. Obviously, as the season went on, things were a little up and down, but I think it's in a much better place than if Coach Williams came in here two or three seasons ago. So very cool to welcome him to the team, and very excited to see what he brings to the table. Also, the team added two new players from the transfer portal. Just steady. Kingston steadily adding guys to this team. So first, the Gamecocks got a commitment from pitcher Ty Good. He is coming from the College of Charleston, where he had a career record of 25-15 and a 3.79 ERA. This season, he went 7-4. ERA was a little up, was 4.26, but he held opponents to a .212 batting average against him. So, very impressive to see. Looking that at a glance, it probably means he has a little trouble with the long ball, but even so, I'll take that ERA. I'll take that career ERA. He's coming in with a lot of experience, has just 1 year of eligibility remaining. He's also from the state. He said that pitching at USC was always a dream of his. So really cool when you can make that happen. A guy who's wanted to come to this school, play for this school, finally gets to have it come true. So welcome home, Ty Good. And then the team got a commitment from UNC Greensboro transfer outfielder Kennedy Jones. Now, this is a big-time pickup, right? This guy has produced at a solid rate and was a big target for South Carolina as someone who has even more upside. A lot of potential with Kennedy here. Last season, he hit .355 with an OBP of .445 to go along with 14 home runs and 43 RBI. He comes in with 2 years of eligibility remaining, which is really exciting to me because clearly this guy can rake. But there may be a little bit of a learning curve, right, coming up to the SEC. So once he gets his feet under him, he could be really dangerous for this Gamecocks team. And it continues to show this effort from Mark Kingston to reload the outfield and extension, reload this lineup more so after losing some veterans from his team. So going to be really exciting to see how this kid does next season, but I'm excited. I mean, how can you not get excited by those numbers? The kid hits, he hits a lot, he hits well. He's hit in under pressure situations. 2 years, he's been consistent. I really, really like this pickup here. And you're kind of hoping for maybe a little bit of that Will McGillis effect, right? Where coming in from a smaller school, he comes in with those numbers and it just continues. It just translates naturally. I think there may be a little bit more of a learning curve. He's not quite as seasoned as McGillis was coming to USC, but nonetheless, very exciting pickup and welcome home, Kennedy. But then speaking of veterans, pitcher Eli Jones has declared that he will be remaining with the program. There was some online debate and talk about the potential of him transferring, but he said that there really wasn't much all that debate for him, but he really wanted to speak with the new pitching coach, the aforementioned Matt Williams, and he left that conversation feeling really good and said his mind was pretty much made up at that point, but wanted to, you know, just get that final confirmation, and he has decided to stay. And as we know, Jones was a bit of a do-it-all guy for Carolina this past season and was pretty solid in doing so. Next season, he very well may be a regular in that weekend rotation, may even be towards the top of that rotation. So having him come back is enormous for the Gamecocks, especially as the team looks to replace the staff and veterans on this staff. So having a guy who is familiar with the league, familiar with, you know, how Kingston likes to do things, not having to rely on some transfers, it's very, very exciting news. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Quick one today, off-season edition. But just as a reminder, next episode, next Friday, interview with Kai Kroger. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dogs, tell everybody. It's a very exciting episode here, but please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.